Eco-warriors Harry and Meghan fly to Trump's America with sustainable $1,790 Prada bags. By Jack Montgomery on February 16, 2020. Former working royals Harry and Meghan have jetted into the United States, apparently on business, despite reports that they had vowed to remain in their Canadian mansion as long as Donald Trump is president. The couple, who were stripped of the HRH, His/Her Royal Highness, titles associated with royal princes and princesses after they abandoned their royal duties to pursue money-making ventures, but have retained the Duke and Duchess of Sussex courtesy titles granted by the Queen, were pictured landing in Florida in shots obtained by DailyMail.com. Despite regularly hectoring the public on the subject of climate change, Harry and Meghan are known to have a penchant for regular airline travel, which climate change activists up to and including Sir David Attenborough believe should be made more expensive in order to price out regular people out of flying. On this occasion, they came into Victoria Airport without their baby son, on a commercial flight rather than private jet, as is their usual custom. Harry and Meghan often complain they are treated unfairly by Britain's tabloid press, with sympathizers peddling a narrative that the public has become hostile to the pair solely because Meghan is mixed race. But DailyMail.com was effusive in its seeming praise of them for opting to fly commercial and carry their own cabin luggage. The news website appeared especially keen on Meghan's very sustainable outfit, describing her pointed, black pumps from Rothy's, an American company that turns recycled water bottles into shoes with an eco-friendly, carbon-free rubber sole at some length, and quoting Vogue's description of the footwear as among the most politically correct shoes on our beleaguered planet. Their article also highlighted her duffel bag from Prada's Re-Nylon line, which uses Econil, a material that can allegedly be recycled indefinitely, made from mixing ocean waste and textile waste into fabric. However, at a reported cost of $125 for her recycled bottle shoes and a staggering $1,790 for her ocean waste bag, Meghan's outfit may not be particularly sustainable for families with less extravagant budgets. Early reports on Megxit suggested Harry and Meghan want to move to California, where Meghan's mother, and a panoply of Hollywood moguls, are based, but will stay in Canada, where Elizabeth II is still queen, until Donald Trump leaves office. In her previous life as a TV starlet, Meghan was, like much of the celebrity tribe, an outspoken critic of the now president, branding him divisive and misogynistic. The boycott apparently does not extend to business trips. However, with banking giant J.P. Morgan having hosted the pair at an event at a five-star luxury hotel in Miami on February 6, an appearance for which they were paid as much as $1 million, according to an expert estimate cited by DailyMail.com. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.